Thank you for calling the FBI. Can I have your name and a good contact number for you, please?
Sure. My name is Adam. Last name is Berkey. It's spelled B-E-R-E-K-I. And my phone number is 949-241-6693.
And your date of birth, Adam?
6-18-79.
And the zip code you're calling from?
92626.
And is that common spelling for Adam, A-D-A-M?
Correct.
Okay, give me just one moment, sir. And what is the federal crime that you wish to report today, Adam?
Deprivation of federal rights by official government actors in California.
Okay, what exactly is going on?
In 2017, I went to a civil case in court in Orange County. And I was accused of performing construction work without a contractor's license. As a result of that trial, the judge fined me $930,000. So he called the action, quote unquote, something in law that's called disgorgement. So after that happened, I went to appeal. And the appellate court upheld the trial court's ruling. I petitioned to the California Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court, and both of those petitions were denied. So I continued – well, let me back up and just say for one second that I'm a retired cop from Huntington Beach, and I have extensive experience in major fraud and forgery. So I requested the legislative history of this bill and did what has taken me now about 2 years to research what has gone on with this. And what California is essentially doing is they're conducting these actions in a civil court when what they really are is really highly penal criminal actions, where you're supposed to have all of the heightened protections of criminal proceedings. And just to give you an example, like let's say that you do work as a contractor and you don't have a license and you get popped by the state license board, you get a ticket, quote unquote, it's a misdemeanor. The maximum fine that they can fine you is $5,000. The fine in California for comparable offense for like driving without a license, it's $450. So there's clearly a problem here. I do not have the evidence yet, but I'm working on evidence of other people. I know one man who was fined $917,000. I know another company that was fined $22.7 million, although it ultimately got reversed. And what I'm getting at is that people have tried to or have reached out to the legislature to cause change and to have them look at the issues that are going on with this enforcement, but nothing is happening.
Okay. Well, sir, what I can tell you is that the FBI is not going to be able to assist you. What you would need to do is speak to your attorney on this matter.
Why is that?
Because it would not be an FBI matter, sir. What you're talking about is a civil matter. Okay,
no,
so
it's
you would
not
need.
When it
okay, sir. Regardless of whether you disagree with me, doesn't change the fact that this wouldn't be something that the FBI would handle. Okay, so you would need to speak to your attorney.
Okay, so does the FBI handle deprivation of rights by public officials?
You're not being deprived of any rights, sir.
Okay. I have the right to not be excessively fined. That's the Eighth Amendment.
Okay,
I sir, have the right to due process.
Speak to your attorney.
Sir, my attorney told me to call you.
I'm not really sure why, sir.
Okay. Do you understand that this is a crime when the court commits fraud and says that something is one thing when it's not that?
All right, sir. Again, I'm not changing the outcome here. I mean, what you're stating is not changing the outcome. Again, you need to talk to your attorney. I apologize if your attorney gave you bad advice and told you to call the FBI, but it would not be a matter that the FBI would assist you with.
Okay, so I am hearing what you're sharing. Keep in mind, too, that I'm not dumb and an idiot to dismissing cases that seem to be civil on their face when they are, in fact, that. But what I'm sharing with you, I'm not sure if I've made myself clear enough, or maybe you could share with me things that the FBI does handle so that I can be clear that you're not the agency that I need to be with. Because what I'm sharing with you is that although the initial part of this began in the civil context, the actions that were taken by the state actors and the state officials in this case have nothing to do with the initial civil case. They took criminal action in the case. That I'm not reporting the civil case to you.
Okay.
I'm reporting the actions on behalf of the state actors that are criminal.
Okay. Sir, what I'm telling you, though, is the FBI is not going to be able to assist you, okay? So the fact that your attorney gave you bad advice, I mean, you can seek different legal counsel, but that's not going to change the fact that the FBI is not going to be able to assist you.
Okay.
Okay?
Can you differentiate for me which...
Sir, I'm not going to differentiate anything for you. I'm simply telling you who you would need to talk to, and it would not be the FBI.
Okay, I get that. But I just read, let me pull it up here on my computer.
Okay.
I appreciate you staying with me here. I understand you may be frustrated, but...
Sir, there are other calls that I do need to take, and as you are not reporting a federal matter that we would be able to assist you with, I'm going to go ahead and end the call. Okay, but good luck, sir.
Can you share with me what the
FBI
does investigate?
Sir, have a good day.